chitinous, carnivorous hive-minded designer manufacturers of the Tri-Fighter, Destroyer, and Sabotage droids that the Separatist conspirators had purchased in mass quantities to hurl against the Republic had decamped from their native Kala IV at the end of the war and immigrated to worlds in the Tian Cluster, among other places. Most of their deadly inventions had been deactivated, but many of their self-moded droidicas had been acquired by security companies operating in the corporate sector, and some of their other innovations had found their way onto the burgeoning black market. Among them were containerfuls of the melon-sized Pistoka dissemblers known as buzz droids, which Black Sun had decided were perfectly suited for work in Nar Shada's vehicle and vessel chop shops. Taunt hadn't had personal dealings with the Kalakoids, but he knew fellow criminals who had, back when the insectoids had attempted to assume control of Kessel's spice trade and had sought to take over a spice factory on Nar Shada, only to learn the hard way that a former slaver would prove to be more deadly than they were.
"It's something about their posture,"
Taunt said, his anxiety triumphing over his pride in the second chance.
"I can stomach Rurians, Kamarians, even a Geonosian or two. But there's just something about their concavity that makes them seem more aggressive."
A shudder passed through him.
"I'd feel safer sleeping with an Anzadi."
"They are more aggressive," the Gossam said. "And your, how should I put it, your healthy corpulence is bound to excite them to hunger."
Taunt's eyes widened.
"Don't tell me that."
Lusan smiled pleasantly.
"That's why the quadruped meat must be offloaded before we make an appearance. Beyond its purpose as barter, the Eopi will distract and placate them long enough for us to conduct and conclude our business. The tactic worked well for the Trade Federation when it placed its initial order for droidicas."
"But Nemoidans begin life as grubs. There's common ground."
Lusan waved his small hand in a dismissive gesture.
"The Kalakoids are well known to feast on even their own kind."
Taunt's ample mouth twitched.
"Ever seen one of them ball up like the droidicas?"
"Once only," Lusan said. "In the presence of a Huechi, their one-time predator on Kala IV.
"Couldn't we have gotten one of those, just in case?"
"The Kalakoids are thought to have eradicated them, perhaps from a cloner if there had been time."
Taunt stood up and paced across the main hold.
"What else do I need to know?"
Lusan's bulging saurian eyes tracked him.
"Protocol dictates that you keep your chins down."
Taunt, who had almost as many rolls of fat under his mandible as the pregnant females of his species had breasts, pressed his chin against his upper chest.
"Like this?"
he managed to say.
"That will do. What's important is that you refrain under any circumstance from showing your neck."
Taunt shifted his gaze to Lusan's spindly ring-encased neck.
"You're not worried?"
The Gossam indicated himself.
"Not nearly enough meat on my bones."
"You'd better hope."